The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. It's Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 11th of January, 2019. We're going to get you caught up with the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. I know I was saying this might be the year of AI. It also might be the year of really clunky foldable phones. We've already seen that one god-awful thing at CES, and now we might be seeing another one. Samsung, yep, they say they're about ready to unveil a foldable phone, probably next month. This is all according to the Wall Street Journal, by the way. And amazingly, they're not going to wait to the Barcelona Mobile World Congress to show the thing off. Apparently, they're going to be showing this foldable phone at San Francisco and in London on February 20th. So between now and then, yeah, we've got a whole bunch of rumors coming our way. Probably including what the hell's the thing going to be called. Some say it's going to be called The Fold. Others are saying The Galaxy Fold. Regardless of what it's going to be called, you better get ready to unfold a lot of bills. Because we're hearing a tag price of $1,770 for this thing. It's almost as Samsung saying, hey, Apple, take that. Not really in a good way, though. First, it was video streaming that was the big business. Now it seems it's gaming that's the big business. Or at least that's what Amazon's hoping for, because they're about ready to take on Microsoft and Google when it comes to video game streaming. Though, don't look for this anytime soon. This is hot off the press, and yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit. In fact, from what we're hearing right now, it could be 2020 before this thing is unveiled. Details that are leaking out, however, though, include it's going to be very similar to PlayStation's Now service, and will allow players to stream their games rather than having to buy them. In fact, right now, Amazon's actually in talks with potential games for the new service with game publishers. As far as how we'll be getting the game content, that's purely up in the air. Will it be available on PlayStation-like devices? Who knows? Fire Stick, yeah, that's probably a given. But if Amazon goes that route, then you might be looking at their own games on their own platform. Guess we're gonna have to wait and see. Besides, Jeff, yeah, he's got a lot on his plate right now, doesn't he? And finally, the Ring doorbell. So cool, isn't it? Nice to know if somebody stole a package that was left at your door, or who's at your door that you don't know. Problem is, though, you may not be the only one that's seeing that. Yes, a report has came out saying that employees of the Ring company, yeah, they have been able to actually unencrypt customer videos. And then they're viewing them. Lovely. This is according to The Intercept and The Information. Now, you might remember Ring last year was purchased by Amazon. And apparently that's when this stuff started going down, basically giving access to unencrypted customer video files on the company servers. Amazingly, though, it's not just the video files, it's also the live feeds, too. According to The Intercept, watch footage actually included outdoor and indoor cameras. And most of the footage they said that was watched was people kissing each other, firing guns, which I don't know many people that do that from their doorstep, then again, maybe down in Texas. And of course, the number one, stealing. Now, according to Ring, these policies have been changed, and none of this activity is currently going on. Really, those policies have been changed. What the hell was your policy to begin with? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Yep, that is our official website. That is where you can check out our podcasts, of course. Get subscribed to them there. They're also on iTunes as well, if that's more convenient for you. You can also check out our blog at our official website and review sections up there for you, too. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter at British Tech, and I talk about it every single show, so I don't know why you're not over there yet. Come join us at our Slack room. We got a fine community going over there, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show headed into the weekend. We, however, though, will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, oh yeah, Friday party time. Have a great one and a good weekend ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.